is WT6R over to IRD.
Okay, W6IRD. Okay, well, first of all, the sand dunes are more popular than that. Remember the old-time movies when they made the first Cleopatra movie? Her castle and all that stuff was built on those sand dunes. They had all built the whole Egyptian scene there. And it was up there for years and years and years before it finally rotted down, was torn down and got rid of. But anyway, in fact, some of the stuff is probably still up there. And during World War II, there was all sorts of vehicles around there, and we didn't have a lot of ammunition and stuff. So in the mountainsides, you look up there, you see these gun emplacements, these big long barrels sticking out of the mountains. The devil's supposed to be guns up there to protect us from being invaded. They weren't guns, they were telephone poles. They didn't have any guns, they took these telephone poles and paint them gray and make them look like they were gun emplacements. And there were several of them up there in the side of the hill. You couldn't have got ammunition to them anyway. And you don't know how they were going to get the stuff up there, but they did. But anyway, that was interesting. But Pismo Beach was, every Saturday night, Pismo Beach was filled with soldiers. Now, we lived in Oak Park, you know, Oro Grande and Pismo, and my uncle was living with us at the time, and this was about 1943, I think it was, about 43 it was, something like that, or 44 or something like that. I can't remember the exact date. But anyway, he would take us to town with him. He always wanted to take my brother and I to town. My brother said, she couldn't figure out why he wanted to take a couple of kids to town. Well, he would take us down there to town. There's a shooting gallery down there. Now, my brother and I, we hunted rabbits every night. My brother could shoot a quail with a .22 in the head so he didn't destroy the bird. So he can tell you how good a shot my brother was. I was a pretty good shot. Nothing like that. Anyway, my uncle would take us down there. He'd bet these soldiers that my brother, who was 12 years old, or 13 years old, something like that. And he bet that he could outshoot him. Of course, these soldiers had just been to rifle range. They'd been able to shoot a grand. Well, they probably shot 50 rounds of ammunition. My brother had gone through several hundred rounds of ammunition. So he had a lot more practice than these guys did. So my brother would get there and he'd outshoot these guys. And my uncle would, in that sense, he would give us kids a couple of dollars to go around the corner of the candy store, and something, and he'd take the rest of the money and go to the bar. Well, one night he got into a big fight because somebody thought my brother was a shill of some sort, and it wasn't who he was. I thought he was a grown man, but he wasn't. He was a good-sized boy, but he wasn't. He was just a kid. And it was a big fight. My uncle, he calmed it all down by beating the hell out of the first guy. And the first guy didn't want any more of it. But there was a cop standing out in the center of the intersection there at Bismo Beach, right across from the Safeway store. And this cop was, his name was Red. And he was an Irishman, a great big man. He'd take these army soldiers to come out there and want to fight. He'd slap them across the face three or four times and throw them in the back of a truck. He was a big man. I'll never forget seeing this guy slapping this soldier. I thought, as a kid, I thought that you couldn't slap a soldier. He was a soldier. Well, yeah, he could slap anybody he wanted to. He was a cop. Anyway, he slapped him and threw him in the back of this panel truck, and they had a latch on the back door. That's the first time I saw those trucks. Until I was over in Hawaii and going down Hotel Street, which is, Hotel Street was notorious for its house of ill repute. That's where all the soldiers and sailors used to go for recreation, we'll call it. And there was a woman over there who was in there. She wrote a book called Revolt of Amy Stover. And that was a book about her as a prostitute. And then, of course, we had a very, very famous woman over there, whose son turned out to be a president, and she was one of the prostitutes on that road as well. I'm not naming anybody, so I'm notoriously leaving that out. Draw your own conclusions. about that. Anyway, we left there in 43 or 44, 42 or 43, because I was in Redondo when the air raid was happening. Now, that air raid was, as we found out later, was a barrage balloon got loose, and somebody saw it, and they tried to shoot it down, and all of a sudden, everybody in the world is shooting up in the air. There was no planes involved in this. It was a barrage balloon. And the balloons you're talking about on a cable were barrage balloons, and they were easy to launch up in the air, but hard to get back down because the buoyancy of them. And the gust of wind would tear them right into the mooring. So there was a lot of consternation about that. Anyway, let me keep it going here, and I'm going to just sit back and relax. And this time I am going to turn the radio off. I better get some things done. So let's see. I don't know who it goes. Rocco, I beg your pardon, but please pass it to the appropriate person on this list, because I'm very bad at this. Okay, I think I can't even talk. This is W6IRD.
Okay, Wayne.